like to call this meeting of the installation of the Kingsburg Camp 16 officers.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you thinking only of our service to you. And we would ask that thy spirit and blessing be here this evening as we conduct ourselves in thy most royal majesty of doing thy work through the Alaska Native Brotherhood and the Alaska Native Sisterhood. And bless the officers that are about to be installed, that they may be even greater in thy service. We would ask this in the name of thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
I grew up in the ANS, thank you, in Kowak. I'm from Kowak. And I watched throughout the years as things changed and often thought about how things were going for our people. And I have to tell you, when we got here and we heard about all the wonderful things that your camp has been doing, it just made me so proud of Camp 16. The purpose of this organization shall be to assist and encourage the native in his advancement from his native state to his place among the cultivated areas of the world, to oppose, to discourage, and to overcome the narrow injustice of race prejudices, to commemorate the first qualities of the native race of North America, and to preserve their story, lore, and art and virtues, to cultivate the morality, education, commerce, and civil government of Alaska, to improve individual and municipal health and laboring conditions, and to create a true respect in natives and other persons with whom they deal for the letter and spirit of Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and laws of the United States.
I grew up with this organization with my dad, Dr. Walter Sobolev, God bless him, and with my mom, Genevieve, who was from Heidelberg. And we are honored as part of the Sobolev family and on behalf of the Grand Camp of the Brotherhood to be with you this evening to celebrate, to encourage you, to open our arms of welcome so that we can continue to do the work which this organization was founded upon, and that was to help one another, to give strength to one another, to support one another in whatever the task is that will improve your well-being in your community. And each of the camps that are represented in the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood, that is their reason.
The ANB emerged in 1912 to strengthen and direct our people in a new age of challenge and unity for the purpose of education, health, economics, appreciating our heritage, and support of the United States Constitution.
So if you would please, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly promise and swear that you will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States, and that you will support and abide by the Constitution and bylaws of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and the Alaska Native Sisterhood, walking before them in all humility and love, and subordinating yourselves to the wishes and welfare of this organization? If you so indicate, say, I do.
I do.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you your ANB president, Russ Nanak, who is ill and not able to be here. Your vice president, Skip Hollingstead. Sergeant at Arms, Raymond Ochoa. Your ANS president, Brenda Louise, also Grand Sergeant at Arms. Vice President Teresa Struy, Sergeant at Arms Annette Wooten, your ANB and ANS Secretary Mary Arman, your Treasurer Romel Beardsley.